Speaker.
John Hillen, along with Steve Bakken. Shout out to all those vets at Post 270 Butte, North Dakota, American Legion last night. Had a great potluck supper. Oh, my gosh. Well, I could go down the menu of what was out on the potluck supper, but I don't want Steve to drool. So, Steve,
I'm
Bakken,
always a fan of eating. What was on the menu?
Oh, I mean, there was pasta salads. There was the desserts were incredible. Pumpkin bread, like to die for. You can't even believe it. I don't know why I'm a sucker for dessert, but I am. But the hot dish was fantastic. I'm telling you, it was just fabulous. So, thanks to some great folks, enjoyed the potluck supper, enjoyed the invite, and can't thank you enough for your service. Lion's share of the vets there were Vietnam vets, but there were Korean vets. There were Iraq, Afghanistan vets. There was three World War II vets, so it was great fun, a lot of fun. Anyway, another hour underway of What's on Your Mind. Later this hour, we're going to chat with Charlene Nelson of the group Empower the Taxpayer. They've been crisscrossing the state talking about property taxes and what to do about it. Of course, Empower the Taxpayer, the group that was behind Measure 2 last time, are they planning a second round, another bite at that apple? We'll ask, and we'll see what the feedback is like. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. If you, like Steve, have a man crush on Chris Christie, want to hear from you. If
you've not man crush.
If you're not smitten by Chris Christie, but respect what he's done, then you'd be more in my camp. Whatever's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to the phones. Dan Fargo wants to talk about Ollie North. Go ahead, Dan, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Scott. Great show. I feel like a mosquito in a nudist colony. Know what I got to do, but I don't know where to start. We got Ollie North just done, a great interview, and then Charlene Nelson's coming up. So a quick 1-2 question there. Ollie North was in the hearings, the Iran-Contra hearings, and I recently came across a tape that I had made because I was a school teacher at the time, and I played it for my civics class, portions of it. I was impressed with how meticulous, how polite, how patient, as a young man, he was in facing down those know-nothing congressmen that were trying to get him tangled up in a financial thing having to do with the necessity of hiding a protective mission in Latin America. And we think we have dense congressmen nowadays. You should have heard some of the questions posed and how he would be honest and comply and say he would get the information if he didn't have it. And it was just amazing to see that.
You know, Dan, I equate those Iran-Contra hearings, and this is the first thing that popped in my mind, is what would we have heard in comparison and contrast if there would have been hearings, proper hearings, that should have been concerning Benghazi?
Oh, yeah. That's why the tape, I think, is really interesting. As a matter of fact, sometime for a veterans program, it would be, or some kind of a show, it would be interesting to show some segments of it. When he would stand up and raise his arm at the beginning of the sessions on the days of testimony, it was just amazing. It was a thrilling thing to see. And we forget that the media kind of backed off. They could see this was a hero. This guy knew what he was talking about, and this guy was in an uncomfortable position that was brought about by serving the country in a time when we could have faced some uprisings and the terrorism emanating by good old line Marxists in Nicaragua.
You remind me also of the frustration of watching congressional hearings because, you know, one of the reasons I believe we have Obamacare today is because, you know, you can't find a member of Congress that read Obamacare cover to cover. It didn't happen, right? And so often in these hearings, it's so obvious that some staff members, you know, put some questions in front of these people to ask of witnesses and, you can't fake it, right? I mean, you can watch that and go, please.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
they're stumbling around, fumbling around, and, you know, it's sad.
What Oliver North did was answer the questions. He didn't take it as a platform to begin a long-winded beat around the bush, give details that didn't really answer anything. These people that answer are just eating up time, especially on the softball questions.
Dan, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And I still can't get over that mosquito analogy in the nudist camp. You get a visual there, and it just sort of throws you off, you know. And some answers on our Facebook page on the question, could you support Chris Christie for the GOP nomination for president in 2016? Why or why not? Corey says, absolutely. If I support Mitt Romney, I can support anyone. I'm not sure that's an endorsement. But Don says, it was darn hard to support McCain. Governor Christie would fracture the Republican Party like no other candidate ever has. Almost wonder if he has a private vendetta with President Obama to do just that. Shannon says, I would prefer not to. I will if he gets the nomination, but I'm quite tired of moderate, middle-of-the-road candidates. Paul says, I'd rather support someone else, but like Romney, if it's between him and Hillary. Mm-hmm. Tyler says, he wouldn't be my first choice, but he's far better than what the Republican Party has been throwing out there lately. I do like his straight talk, I got to say. That part of is refreshing in that, you know, during the debates, some gotcha members of the media were trying to say, you know, you called this person so-and-so, and you said this guy was an idiot, and this guy was a dummy, and, you know, this person ought to shut up. Do you regret your rhetoric? Would you like to, you know, in your second term, if elected, improve your tone? And you know what he said? No.
No.
No, I'm just going to continue doing what I do, and, you know, New Jersey folks know me, and I'm a straight talker, and, you know. So
honestly, it's just blatant, brutal honesty. This is what needs to get done. Let's go do it. And he's done that. And then when you throw that list out of, well, you know, he's done this and he's done this and he's done this, but I don't like him. What more do you want him to do? That's the problem. We got an email in from Dwayne. He says, Chris Christie's a politician out for himself. Much like Bill Clinton, this does not mean I wouldn't vote for him. It would be a lesser of two evils situation, of course, but much like Mr. Clinton, he will use the party to advance his own career because the party can't really count on him. It shouldn't. What the Republicans need is not some sort of conservative loyalty oath, but a party loyalty oath. There will be a lot of primaries in the next few years. The oath should read something like, I will support the nominee even if it isn't me. Anyone who won't take the oath and who does not follow the oath should be shut out. We must all hang together or we will all hang separately. Since Christie won't take the oath and wouldn't honor the oath, if he took it, he should hang separately. But if he got the nomination, I'd vote for him as the lesser of two evils, even if he wasn't much lesser.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tell us what's on your mind. Here's another call.
Yeah, I just want to question a little bit about the Obamacare, that he didn't let us know ahead of time that we would lose our insurance, that he lied through that. A, either Heidi or Colin Peterson knew that was going on in the last election and he didn't inform us, or the president didn't inform them. So either way, we're not treated as citizens. We're treated as something less than citizens. Or the party didn't treat them right. They're peons in the party. They didn't care what those people thought. They kept them in the black, in the dark. So the party didn't like them. Either way, we can't vote these Democrats in. That's about how it goes. Thank you.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I sense in that caller, obviously, concerned about the Obamacare issue. This is getting to a tipping point. We talked to Charles Krauthammer a little bit about that yesterday, and this seems more, what's the word I'm searching for? It seems like it's going to transcend your typical kind of Washington, D.C. political firestorm, you know, that kind of consumes the headlines and becomes a big deal and then sort of just fades away. So many of those where they're the topic du jour. This one really seems to have connected all across America to say, wait a minute, you say one thing, and, you know, that caller called it a lie. I mean, when you have people that just don't debate whether or not it was a lie, just say that was a lie.
Scott, people get disenfranchised with politics and disconnected from politics, but when you flat out straight up lie to somebody, look them in the face and tell them a bald-faced lie, people take that personal. That's the difference here. That's the difference.
This one feels different. North Dakota's making national news. I see a Weekly Standard had a story about North Dakota. 30 people so far signing up for Obamacare. Meanwhile, 35,000 people have already or will be losing their existing health insurance plans. That's just in North Dakota. That's just in North Dakota. Three insurance companies doing business, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Medica, and Sanford Health. Those three companies now reporting more than 35,000 people either are or will be losing their existing health insurance because of Obamacare. And when you have a commander-in-chief, a president who says, if you like your plan, you can keep it, there's 35,000 people just in one state, this state alone, saying no. And then on the flip side, what we've been promised in the way of a utopian health plan, only 30 people in a state of 680,000 people have signed up. Unbelievable. Back to your calls coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, that's how you do it. Just go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. They get you everywhere you need to be. Around the region, temperature-wise this hour, kind of a cool start to the day. 22 in Bismarck, Mandan. Williston at 25. Dickinson, 29. Minot, 28 this hour. In Jamestown, they're at 26. Devil's Lake, 25. Grand Forks, 23. Fargo, 23. In Billings, 21. Miles City at 24 this hour. Aberdeen at 17, Lemon at 27. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Dan in Joe in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
I think I just want to let the viewers, not the viewers, but the listeners know that Governor Christie is he's with the Obama administration on grabbing guns. I have friends in New Jersey, and he's all for taking your guns away. I thought the listeners need to know that.
It's definitely something that you should weigh in when you're looking at I don't know how you are part of the Republican Party, though, and run on an anti-gun platform. So
is the man crush going a little soft here now that Joe has pointed out that?
It was never a man crush. I'm just saying he was effectual when it comes to finances. And I'm looking at a $17 trillion debt in this country, and somebody that was able to get through all the BS with a blue state, and the hang-up is the Senate right now.
Sorry to interrupt, but let me use this as an example. If you have someone that's rock solid on reducing spending, he's reformed the pension system out there, fiscal house in order, but is more liberal on the Second Amendment, which one are you going to choose?
We're broke. The Second Amendment's the Second Amendment. I'll take that fight on separately. I will give up nothing. I will give up absolutely nothing, but that's a separate fight. And I think we can have a better foothold standing up against that fight. We also have a country that's bankrupt.
Let me ask you, Joe, I don't know, is there any specific piece of legislation that he signed that most bothers you? My understanding is he's been pretty solid on Second Amendment stuff. I think there's a couple of things, and I forget specifically what they were, but they weren't, for instance, huge red flags with the NRA or anything. But anything specifically that you saw that bugged you about what Christie supported in the way of gun grabbing?
Well, I know that I have friends in New Jersey, and he used to be a prosecutor, and ever since, and then he went into politics, but he's always been against gun rights. And if you look into this, he's with the Obama administration on taking the gun rights away. That's what he wants. Nobody really knows that about him, but he is against gun rights for individuals, and he's right with Obama and the Democratic Party on taking your gun rights away. And a lot of people like him. You know, he's likable, but when it comes to gun rights, and another thing I wanted to say about him, there was a female singer. She was black, and she was very famous, and she died of a cocaine overdose just not long ago. It's like a year or two ago, and he took all the flags at half-mast for her. But, she wasn't that bad of a person, but, you know, somebody was into cocaine and stuff like that, you know, to do that. I didn't really agree with that much. It wasn't because of her color. It was just because of the crowd she hung around with and the cocaine abuse and stuff like that. But
you're talking about Whitney Houston.
And, Whitney Houston, yeah.
That was somewhat controversial. She was obviously a revered, a New Jersey resident, and obviously had iconic singer. She obviously had her struggles and her problems, and there was some controversy there. I mean, I think in general that when you're lowering the flags for singers, rather than heroes and rather than veterans, or it gets to be a little bit kind of a Me Too thing that goes on. But I take your point, Joe. We're going to keep rolling. Appreciate your call. Before I go to the next call, I do want to tell you a little bit about my friends at PetroServe USA. And the 4-for-4 deal that's going on there today. You probably watched this on the Bison game this weekend. They're Bison backers, and that's why they say, hey, everyone's a winner. Not just the champs, the Bison, but anybody that stops at PetroServe USA and gets a 4-for-4 deal where you get a fresh-baked, single-topping, hot-stuffed pizza. Those are the best, too. And a 20-ounce fountain pop plus any two cookies all day, every day for $4. Count them. It's four items for just $4 at any PetroServe USA location. You can also fill up with E15 at the PetroServe USA branded stores and save 20 cents a gallon. You can register to win one of two 500 gift cards given away every week. And they do that on the Bison football pregame show sponsored by PetroServe USA. If you're watching that, just stop by to register at any one of the PetroServe USA 21 locations. And make sure you get that 4-for-4 deal. One more time. Fresh baked single-topping pizza, hot stuff, 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items at PetroServe USA. We thank them for their sponsorship of What's On Your Mind. Let's go to Jeff in Jamestown. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the Obamacare deal. I thought they were smarter, but apparently they're not, so I'm willing to give up on them. But my question is, what are Republicans going to do about this mess? Because either way, Those of us who pay our premiums are still paying for everybody else. What do they bring to the table? Nothing. They just whine about this, but they bring nothing. What they're going to do to straighten it out. Kramer never says anything of their plan, does he?
When you say they're, you're talking about in general reforming health care. In other words, okay, if Obamacare is bad, what's the alternative?
Yeah. Either way, my premiums go up every year. And here's the comparison. A man has five stitches in his hand. He has it, Blue Cross Blue Shield. The bill is $1,300. Man who has the same five stitches in his hand, doesn't have insurance, he pays $312. Either way, the poor schlub buying insurance is paying for everybody else. Either that or there's two books of charges here, those with and those without. Either way, me paying premiums, I'm being bled.
Well, again, and you're correct, Jeff, but the problem therein lies the people without insurance and what to do about it. Now what we have is more people without insurance, more people being kicked off their plan, premiums rising, coverage reducing, deductibles going up. Okay, so in other words, if we all agree the problem was the uninsured, you could have spent far less disrupting the economy, far less disrupted people's coverage, far less than doing that. And that's what Republicans were saying. Hey, wait a minute. Don't do that. Let's deal with the problem. Let's not. But a lot of us believe that this was really about transforming how health care is delivered in this country. And they're doing it.
Republicans need to quit whining and get something put together and present it. You know what? If it's decent, they'll get in. But for the coming election cycle, my new mantra is, if you're in, you're out, irregardless.
I don't know what that means, if you're in, you're out.
If you're currently in office, you're out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Throw them all out. I got
voter
you.
Term
yeah.
limits.
We're not getting anywhere. It's pathetic. We're the laughing stock of the planet.
Jeff, thanks
Fair
for the
enough.
Phone call. Fair enough. I'm a fan of term limits. I'm going to say that right now. Dan and Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this ideological purity is what brought us Obama, and it's going to bring us, the next president is going to wear a pantsuit. If we continue down this road of we've got to have a rock-ribbed conservative that is right on every issue, we're going to have Hillary Clinton as our next president. No question about it. And I have a very, very dear friend in Bismarck. I talked to him last night. His point of view is, I'm not voting for anybody that isn't a rock-ribbed conservative. It's got to be Ronald Reagan or nothing. And that is what brought us Obama, and that is what is going to give us Hillary Clinton. If we had a conservative gets the nomination, I'm going to be doing cartwheels. I will vote for that conservative.
Dan, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. More when we come back. It's What's in Your Mind.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. We'll chat with Charlene Nelson in just a couple of minutes here of the Empower the Taxpayer Group. Find out about how their meetings are going across the state. And then asking folks to weigh in on property tax concerns and fixes. And we'll chat about that in a bit here. We've got a few calls waiting to weigh in. Always put the callers first here on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. Telephone number 800-228-0550. And Mike in Moorhead is waiting to weigh in next. Go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to go along with Dan from Bismarck. You know, Ronald Reagan barely got through a primary and won by a landslide. And need to quit listening to polls and whatever. And we need a true conservative in this country. And if those guys would have stood with Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, it would have made, instead of going on talk shows and bashing the Tea Party and the, we need to get rid of these dinosaurs, Karl Rove, Mitch McCollum, all these guys that have been around for, hate Tea Party people. We need a Tea Party person to get in there, true conservative, and then this country's going to turn around. And I'm totally with him. Totally, 100%.
So, all right, now that's different than the last caller we just heard from, and I'm forgetting who said what, but the last caller was essentially saying an ideological, you know, purity test is the reason we have Barack Obama, basically saying the opposite. I tend to be in your camp, Mike, because I believe what's missing is passion from the conservative cause of saying, finally, someone is speaking for me, and exactly. And I'll do whatever it takes, because we feel like, okay, Romney last go around, McCain before that, and, you know, it's been too long. I'm a big George W. Bush fan. But there were a lot of folks that saw even the conservative, compassionate conservative brand as being, you know, a little more milquetoast than they wanted, you know.
We need to let the media quit picking our candidates. We need to pick our candidates. We don't need a Chris Christie. We don't need people like that. We need a true 100% conservative, and I guarantee you, he'll rock the boat.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brian in Jamestown. Quickly, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Irregardless, that's a pretty funny word. I was just going to speak to the fact of that guy who used that term. He's talking, you know, he's just unbelievably mad that he has insurance and there's people out there who can't afford insurance. Now, what if we were to rein in some of these benefits that are given by your local and federal government to people who want it, not people who need it? Don't you think in return that would put more money in, you know, the people who make $30,000 a year, wouldn't it put more money in their pockets where they could afford insurance? And it's speaking to the fact that somehow he's picking up the tab on every loose piece of change that people uninsured can't afford. Why does Sanford Health send out a letter asking for a donation when you pay for a medical bill in full? you pay for it, they ask you for a donation. And I've got one of those, and all it said was, hey, we could use your money to help pay it for other people who can't afford it. You know, explain to me why that happened. Explain to me why Blue Cross Blue Shield get the discount on their portion of the bill, and the insured person pays his full responsibility of it. I'm just not buying that. It's a bureaucracy. How did they end up overbilling Sanford and Fargo $60,000, or Medicare, sorry?
Brian, appreciate you calling, and I think an appropriate pushback for Dan. One thing, I forget who the caller was from Jamestown that was upset about Republicans not doing enough on the alternative side. I remember a lot of debates over saying, let's deal with the problem. The problem is rising health care costs. The problem is the uninsured. Instead, we have a transformation that threatens the greatest health care system in the country. And I also remember things like, tort reform being off limits, and the other proposals of people owning more of their health care and health care savings accounts being falling on deaf ears. So I agree with you and take your point. Let's see. Brad Bismarck is next. Brad, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you taking the call. First and foremost, I'd like to just thank you for your show yesterday. I was going to call in yesterday and share a quick story about my grandfather, but for whatever reason, I just didn't call. But my grandfather was shot 4 times in World War II. He's ultimately the reason I'm here. He grew up in Hallock, Minnesota, and spent his life in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Unfortunately, we lost him in the late 80s. But, the greatest generation, as you said many times. I have to comment in regards to I study presidents. That's what I do. It's a hobby of mine. I went to the University of North Dakota, and I have a history degree. And I think people, I love the passion that is in your show. I get that people call in and they're passionate about what they believe. Spending in this country is just depends on who you vote for is where you want the spending. George W. Bush was the most modern day spending president we have ever had, period. It's fact. He never once vetoed one spending bill in his 8 years in the White House. Not once.
Yeah, no, you're right, Brad. And we don't have time for an argument on this point, but I would just tell you this. You're right that the spending level was where it was largely as a result of what happened after 9/11. Okay. And also, by the way, don't forget the spending spree that we were on during the Clinton years. Okay. But if you go back and look where George Bush's spending started in year number one of his presidency till the end, he actually reduced it every single year to the last year of his presidency, bringing, I think, the increase in discretionary spending to like 2 or 3%. Now, again, was it too much? I think you and I would probably agree it was too much, but it did go the right direction. And, of course, what's happened since? It exploded. And the other thing you got to give him credit for is reducing taxes, and which did what? Brought more money into the Treasury. So we spent less, we cut taxes, and more money came into the Treasury. Those are good things that I tell you what, as much as we could pick and say, I wish you'd have done this, I wish you'd done that, what we would have now in the way of an economy if we were still on that level of spending restraint and tax cuts would be extraordinary. Instead, we're spending money in the name of stimulus. It's kind of sad. Appreciate the call. Appreciate also the shout-out in yesterday's program. I'm still wondering how that Vietnam vet that had to go give the first speech of his life in Hunter, North Dakota, at that church yesterday did. So I'm curious, too, on that. One last call, and then we got to get to Charlene, Steve.
Let's get to Larry quickly before we get to Charlene. Larry, what's on your mind today?
I'm through holding my nose and voting for people that belong to the Republican branch of the Democrat Party. I will not support Chris Christie based on what he believes. He's no Republican. He's a Democrat claiming to be a Republican so he can get elected. He's like all politicians. He lies.
So Larry,
he'll say anything to get elected.
Larry, if Chris Christie was the Republican nominee, then you would not vote?
I would vote third party. Well, what's the difference between Christie and Hillary? They're both going to take our guns. They're both going to spend like drunk sailors. They're both going to raise taxes. They're both going to roll over and play dead any time a Democrat whines.
Larry, thanks for the call. Appreciate the passion, and there's a lot of it from our audience today. And we have to go to our guests. Can't keep her waiting any longer. Charlene Nelson of Empower the Taxpayer is here to update us on their meetings all across the state on a very hot topic among North Dakotans, and that is your property tax tab. Charlene, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
How many meetings so far?
I think we've had 5 meetings, throughout the state. We're working on scheduling a couple more. We're going to do a second one in Fargo and one in Minot and one in Jamestown. We don't have dates for those yet, though.
And if you had to tally up the consensus of those meetings specifically to talk property taxes, give us a readout on what the sentiment is from North Dakotans.
People are very, very unhappy. Just to be clear, these meetings we're having now, I would say 80% of those who are attending the meetings are people who voted no or otherwise opposed Measure 2. These are not like your usual cut the taxes kind of people. These were people who actually didn't think that abolishing property taxes were a good idea, and now they have done a 180, and they now believe just the exact opposite.
Charlene, is it more a case of the reform versus relief argument? And are you looking at, with your group once again to abolish property taxes, or are you looking for some sort of reform within the property tax system?
Yeah. Well, I think that the biggest thing that I've been hearing is people feel that they were lied to. They were lied to about what kind of money we had in the state. They were lied to about what our obligations were in spending that money. And more importantly, they were lied to about what kind of reform the legislature would do in this, you know, in the session. As, you know, for those that agreed with them and voted no on Measure 2, you know, they were expecting something meaningful, and they didn't get it, and so they felt that they were deceived.
Charlene, when you're talking to those people that are saying that they were lied to, who do they have that sense that they're being lied from? I mean, we had the legislature that did incredible amounts of tax relief, but on that local level, that local control level, they're gobbling up all that tax relief. So
yeah.
What's your sense of who lied to whom here?
Well, when we talk about that tax relief, you know, the buy down, that is a lie, because that buy down is nothing but a continuation of the buy down that began in 2009 and was continued in 2011. And our legislators had an absolutely crystal clear picture of what happens when you buy down the spending, for the schools. It happened in 2009. Spending went up. It happened, and they had to buy down more. It happened in 2011. Spending went up. And for some reason, they thought, we'll do it again, and something will be different. No, the legislature knew full well what the consequences are of those buy downs. And for them to call that relief is deceptive.
All right. Well, I'm with Steve here. I think when you're throwing around terms like they lied, that deserves you know, a little more clarity here.
Yeah. Well,
the dollars, Charlene, the dollars went, the dollars came out of the state kitty and went back to local political subdivisions, right? So there was no lie there. There was actual dollars allocated. Now, is the lie in that, hey, the hope is that will offset spending at the local level? I mean, whose shoulders do you put this on? The money isn't spent by the state. The relief has come from the state.
Well, number one, let me be clear. I'm not the one who's saying that they lied. These are the people who are talking to us at these meetings. Those are the exact words that were used at those meetings by people who attended and who had voted no on Measure 2. But when we talk about the deception that's going on, when they said during the Measure 2 campaign, we finally get it, we're actually going to do something now, we're actually going to do something different and make things different, and then they go do the same thing that they've done for the last two sessions, that is not living up to what they didn't follow through on their promises. Their promise was, this time we're going to give you meaningful relief. This time we're going to do something different. And they didn't.
Charlene, hold that. Charlene, we're up against a break. Hold that thought. When we come back, if you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer. Your comments coming up next. It's What's in Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck,
truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Dawn, why do farmers give hormones to chickens?
Hormones occur naturally in all animals and plants, no matter how they are raised. So all animal products will contain some hormones. Federal regulations don't allow growth hormones to be used on poultry or hogs. So when you see packaging on chicken in your grocery store that says stuff like, not grown with hormones, it's misleading and somewhat deceptive, because none of the chicken or pork will have added hormones. And if you've heard people say, well, they must use hormones because look how much bigger chickens are than they used to be, the truth is, the size of chicken breasts is due to a combination of advancement in genetics, feed, and other production practices.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org. www.whatsonyourmind.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
If you would like to submit your questions of why farmers do what they do, as Steve mentioned, all you need to do is go to ndfb.org, click on the Contact Us, and we're getting some great questions. Really appreciate that very much. And we also very much appreciate the North Dakota Farm Bureau as being a sponsor of what we do day in and day out on What's on Your Mind, and most importantly, giving you voice. Agriculture is a very important industry in North Dakota, as we all know. And guess what? The North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture, dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. And they're not just about farming and ranching. They do that, and they do that well. But Farm Bureau has 27,000 members across the state, folks that are concerned about all kinds of issues, schools and roads and safety and economic progress, providing a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. And don't forget, they have a great savings opportunity for their members on things like new and used vehicles, motels, home appliances. We're all in this together. North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to make sure that the economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. So check out more about everything they have to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Okay, we continue with Charlie Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer and some callers waiting to chat with her, so let's go to them next. Steve, who's up?
Let's head over to Jay in Minot. Jay, what's on your mind for Charlene?
Yeah, when you arrive in Minot, you should be apprised at what's going on here. Of course, the school board wants $125 million. They're going to be a vote for new facilities. The city council had a meeting the last couple months. They were going to raise property taxes on people's homes. There was a riot. The city council had to back down, turn about face. They don't have money. They gave $5 million out of the city council to the college sports programs over the next few years. And then there's private groups that come in and have some community facility boondoggle. They're getting $250,000 and more a pop. These are private groups from the city. The Catholic Schools Gym, the YMCA, and the Curling Club's Ice Rink. This is where they're spreading their money around.
Now, just one quick question I have on the funding, for instance, for the school gym at the Catholic school. Is that a flood-related expenditure, Jay?
Well, these new, new bleachers. And I don't know what they're doing down at the curling rink. They got a
but I'm saying, was that as a result of flood recovery? Because I remember that debate in Grand Forks in 97, and the federal government, when it does block grant development, they don't discriminate against schools because they're faith-based schools. If they're a school and they're educating children,
they're
eligible.
They're not even close to the flood. See, they're up on the hillside. And
right,
the,
but is it a school that was built to replace something?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's
just what I thought of as a way of what you're getting. But your larger point is well taken. Charlene, any response?
Makes the point that when our state legislature hands out this money to all of these local subdivisions, they're basically giving them a blank check and say, hey, go, spend, do what you want, because here's all this free money. Well, it's not free money. It came from you and me. It came from a different pot, you know, went through a different route into the state's pocket before it came back to the local community, but it's still our money. And this is just one more way that they undermine our ability to control local spending. You know, the big mantra was local control. Well, when you have the state handing out money like that, there goes our local control.
Thanks for the phone call, Jay. Let's try to get more phone calls in. Scott and Bismarck, what's on your mind today for our guest?
Hi. Say, I was going to just mention, too, that after a lot of hard thinking last year, I voted no just because I was going to let them try to actually do something about it. And then the other reason is I don't know how fair it is, because, you know, if a guy's got a $5 million home, he's going to do pretty good with getting a $40,000 tax break. And the person in a little town is paying $200,000, $200, they're not going to get much of a relief from it. And then also that maybe the land values are going to go sky high around here just because of the fact of no taxes. And that's my two cents worth.
Charlene, sounds like Scott's in the camp of a lot of folks that have been at your hearings and meetings, previously been on one side and now coming to another side of this issue. Any response?
That's exactly what we're hearing from people around the state. And, you know, he makes a good point, and that is that when we abolish property taxes, if that is the direction we're going to go, we will see land values go up. That it is going to be a good thing for people of the state. We talk about, you know, he talks about the tax relief that the rich would get compared to the poor. We have elderly people right now who are paying more each month in property tax than they did on their house when they were having to pay for their house.
And Scott, thanks for the call. Charlene, unfortunately, we're up against the clock. Quickly tell folks about your website so they can find out more about your next meeting.
Yes, go to our website. It's empowerthetaxpayer.com. Lots of good information there.
We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Thanks, Charlene. Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.